I feel like one of the biggest buzzwords in the health and wellness industry is nervous system regulation. Have chronic pain, mysterious symptoms, blood sugar imbalance, skin rashes, acne, digestive issues, you name it. You just need to regulate your poor dysfunctional nervous system. While it seems like everyone is jumping on the nervous system regulation bus, I'm here to tell you that it's not the true root cause of your chronic conditions. While it may be true that your nervous system is chronically heightened, there is something causing that, and it's not a lack of cold water plunges. Don't be fooled into this symptom-chasing, disempowering label. If you've been told that the root cause of your chronic conditions is nervous system dysregulation, then listen in today to learn the truth of what is really happening so you can stop fearing your body and understand why it's doing what it's doing. Are you feeling overwhelmed and frustrated trying to heal your chronic conditions? It's time to simplify. I'm your host, Jenny Peterson, a chronic illness expert and founder of Mind Body Rewire, a program that helps those with chronic conditions get their life and health back by rewiring the subconscious patterns that are blocking their healing. That's right, I take out all the fluff, the supplements, the diets, the detoxes, and teach you how to be your own healer. I never said that it's easy, but it can be simple. If you're serious about getting back your life and health, it's time to put focus on the one area that will help you get there, your own mind. Take the first step to working with us by requesting your healing plan today. The link is in the show notes. Many of us start our healing journey by addressing the foods we eat, the toxins in our environment, detoxing, etc. And then at some point, when those things don't work, or the practitioner you're working with all of a sudden adds nervous system regulation to their portfolio, you get introduced to nervous system dysregulation. In fact, after polling my audience, 83% of you said that you were told that your chronic symptoms were connected to a dysregulated nervous system. Now, it's easy to fall into believing that this could be the root issue if we don't know how our body is biologically designed. It can feel like what they are saying is logical. Now imagine having someone asking you the following questions. Are you constantly on edge and overwhelmed? Are you highly sensitive to sensory stimuli? Do you experience sleep problems and daytime fatigue? Do you have chronic attention and concentration problems? Do you have chronic health conditions that don't go away? Are you sensitive to other people's emotional states? Did you experience big or little trauma as a kid? Do you struggle to control your reactivity to triggers? Some of those in the functional medicine world will also throw in here, have you been exposed to mold, chemicals, or other toxins? Now, if someone asked you, does any of these sound like you? If you experience chronic conditions, it would be easy to say, yes, that is definitely me. By saying yes to these questions, it would indicate to them that you have a dysregulated nervous system. A dysregulated nervous system, according to Google, is when your nervous system is continually exposed to stress and stays in a state of high alert. This causes your nervous system to not perform its roles efficiently, which may result in numerous symptoms such as anxiety, burnout, as well as various types of chronic pain or illness. It also states that a regulated nervous system is crucial for optimal health. It ensures that our body can adapt to the changes in our environment and maintain a state of homeostasis. Now, a typical protocol for a dysregulated nervous system, I'm putting that in quotes, includes things that activate the parasympathetic nervous system and put the body into rest and digest mode. Just activate this branch of your nervous system and all your problems will go away. Things like acupuncture, gratitude, cold water therapy, breath work, massage, relaxing music, grounding, visualization, vagus nerve stimulation, laugh therapy, etc. are all recommended. Even some go into recommending CBD oil or CBD products and similar types of supplements. If you have done all these things and are wondering why you are still experiencing symptoms, there is a reason why. There is a major piece missing to this, and if you've listened to me long enough, you will know what that missing piece is: the subconscious. Now let's talk about what is really happening in your body in regards to your nervous system and debunk all of this bullshit that you're being told. I'm first going to start with a simple lesson on your biology, specifically your survival response. Your subconscious, aka your autonomic nervous system, is in charge of your sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems. Your sympathetic nervous system is known as your stress response. When it gets a message from your subconscious that feels unsafe, it prepares the body for action. to provide us with great power to defend off or flee from danger. And this response is a self-protective response, which was turned on when cavemen encountered beasts and were threatened with survival. Today, this response can be turned on when we hear a cell phone ring or a car stops short on the highway. Now, when the stress response turns on, there are many physiological responses that can take place. Your breathing rate increases, your heart will beat faster, chest pain can occur, blood is diverted to major muscle groups and flows away from vital systems like the digestive tract, blood rushes to the extremities, which can cause sweating and clamminess, muscle tightness can occur, pupils dilate, vision can be lost, you may relive bad memories at that time, and too much oxygen and too little carbon dioxide in the blood can also cause dizziness at that time and feelings of lightheadedness, and you can feel stressed and in danger. That's a lot, right? But this is your body basically responding. It's an innate response designed to protect you from immediate harm of any type. Now, the parasympathetic nervous system complements the sympathetic nervous system by regulating organs and muscle contractions and permitting us to rest and digest after a phase of stress. We are under the control of the parasympathetic system every time we fully rest, sleep, and recover. So knowing just these basics, let's go back to the concept of nervous system dysregulation. If your nervous system is biologically designed to respond to messages from your subconscious, then is there really something wrong with your nervous system? Because your subconscious is your message center of your body. It is literally the commander that the body is going to respond to. That is how we are designed. And so if it's being told that a tiger is chasing you and you're in fear for your life and it responds accordingly, isn't it doing its job? And when the tiger goes away, and it feels safe, and it moves into rest and digest mode, isn't it doing its job? If the tiger never goes away, then it's doing its job of staying on high alert. This isn't a dysfunction of your nervous system. There isn't any dysregulation. It's actually doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing. But we were also not designed to be in this constant state of hypervigilance. And this is how we can end up with chronic symptoms. Chronic conditions indicate that you are bouncing back and forth from the sympathetic to parasympathetic due to unconscious stress, which prevents your body from completing the healing process and coming back into homeostasis. This is a very big piece that is missing in this idea that your nervous system is dysregulated. The root issue, what is causing it to stay in a heightened state to begin with, isn't being addressed. Our brains can get stuck in operating from this stress response when we are exposed to unresolved traumas and experiences. The subconscious patterns that we have taken on from our childhood experiences continue to play out in our lives as we get older. In addition, we are continually programmed throughout our lives that feed these patterns. So if a person is always in a hypervigilant state, constantly overactivating the sympathetic nervous system, then we need to dig into what is causing that. While everybody thinks that this is everyday stress, it's way deeper than that. Your stress and how you respond to life is based on your perception, which is based on your subconscious patterns that have been programmed with you since childhood. And you can't address these subconscious patterns through cold water plunges and vagus nerve techniques. Your nervous system only cares if you are feeling safe or unsafe. If it gets a message that it's not safe, it's going to respond accordingly. And we can't get mad at our bodies for doing that. And when I say safe, I just don't mean physically, because honestly, this is most of the time about being emotionally safe. So if you have chronic conditions, there is a lack of safety coming from somewhere unconsciously. And to those of you that say you have had a great childhood, you are really no exception here. A lack of emotional safety can come from many places that we often don't see consciously. Living in a home with perfectionist parents, for example, can make you feel unsafe because you're going to fear failing because of however they respond to not doing something perfectly. Not being able to trust yourself because you had controlling parents is going to send a message of a lack of safety. I see this a lot with a lot of our clients, is that actually the parents were overly nice. They controlled and they did everything, never really giving their child an opportunity to build their own trust muscle, their own power muscle, because they did everything. So you might think, my childhood was great. My parents did everything for me. Well, that wasn't good in the big picture of things, of you learning how to step into your power and build that trust building muscle. Not being able to speak up due to fear of what may happen will also send a message of fear to your body. So it doesn't matter if these situations happened 20 years ago. These patterns you are continuing to operate from as an adult until you change them. And telling yourself over and over that you are safe isn't going to be the solution either. You have to dig into those patterns and do the real work to let those patterns go. Your chronic conditions are all areas that your body is literally trying to communicate to you that it needs you to step into your power. It needs a leader that feels strong. When you step into your power, there will no longer be this constant feeling that there is a threat and your body will no longer need to adapt. Your body is adapting for survival. If it didn't adapt, you wouldn't be here. This is part of survival. When you step into your power, there will be no longer this constant feeling that there is a threat and your body will no longer need to adapt. Your body is literally adapting for survival here. And this is why anxiety and chronic conditions go hand in hand, and why I say that anxiety is the glue to symptoms not going away. When you are not able to step into your power and fear can easily take over your mind, your body has to continually cover for you. It is covering your ass, okay? Your body is like the second line of gates that something has to go through. The first gate is your mind. And if your mind is not able to deal with it, the body says, I'll take it on. I'll take the hit. Whatever I got to do in order to survive. This isn't a defect within your body. This is simply survival. And your body is adapting due to your subconscious patterns that you are operating from. And because the body and the brain don't know the difference between reality and imagination, just thinking about something can cause your sympathetic nervous system to be activated. So for all of you that project bad things happening in the future, take note. Every single student that we work with comes in with lots of fear regarding healing and their symptoms. And when I was sick, I was the same exact way. My days consisted of me thinking and ruminating over my symptoms. This in itself will keep you stuck because these kind of thoughts are sending a message to your nervous system. Your sympathetic nervous system is activated with those type of thoughts to be on alert, and it's acting accordingly. And we wonder why we feel like we're anxiety all the time or we can't relax. We are in a hypervigilant state because your nervous system is getting a message that it needs to be. And it doesn't always have to be where you're looking around and saying consciously to yourself, I'm being threatened. This is where a lot of people are also looking at this in the wrong way. They're trying to consciously, they might be sitting on the couch and saying, I'm just full of anxiety right now and my mind isn't going in a bad place. Okay, well, this is where we're looking at your body's number one operating off of old patterns that you can't see. So you consciously trying to see that, or you trying to look around and say, well, I'm just sitting here and this is the way that I'm feeling. It's much bigger than that. You have to remember your subconscious is like, it's got eyes 360 all around, and it's picking up everything. It's also operating off of old patterns. And I can guarantee you, if we really dipped into where your mind is at, we would be able to find something. So this isn't about you being able to consciously see all this stuff, because there's going to be times that you're sitting and just relaxed and experiencing maybe anxiety and you're trying to figure out what's going on. There's a bigger picture to this. There's a bigger underlying pattern that we need to dig into. Okay, so don't make the mistake of thinking that you must not have all of this, or that you're a different situation because you don't have anything actively stressful in your life. This isn't about stress now. This is about unresolved stress that you have experienced in the past, that your subconscious does not know the difference between if it's happening now, if it's done, or whatever. It just knows it's got evidence within there that it's still operating off of. And so if we're sitting and talking to ourselves and worrying and thinking and all this stuff that is happening in our head all day long, I mean, what do we expect our body to be doing? How do we expect our body to respond to that if we're this commander, we're the command center, and there's all these thoughts going that feel like a threat to the nervous system? It doesn't know the difference, again, if that threat is real or if it's made up. And most of the time, it's made up. It's us making this stuff up. So your nervous system isn't dysregulated. It's operating exactly how it's designed. You don't need to regulate your nervous system because your body is constantly working to regulate and maintain homeostasis. It already knows how to do that. It's up to you to change the messages that your body is getting so your body can complete the healing process. Now, I want to talk about the dysregulated nervous system label for a minute. I mean, when we have so many symptoms, we already have enough labels as it is. Do we really need another one? This label continues to feed the patterns that those that have chronic conditions already have about needing to fix themselves and that there's something wrong with them. I mean, just having chronic conditions in itself creates so many patterns. And then there's the patterns from childhood that need to be worked on. There is so much to unravel here, and we don't need to add more to it. We really don't. And how many of us want a label? And then when we get a label, we realize that it really doesn't make anything better. In fact, we start to take on identities to these labels, and so many more patterns are, like I said, created just because of that. How we speak to ourselves and others is very, very important. And when you're blaming your symptoms on a dysregulated nervous system, what message are you sending your body? And if you're a practitioner, what message are you sending to your clients? How about we let go of the labels and instead focus on the root issue, our subconscious patterns, the patterns that we carry with us were not consciously chosen by us. It was all done unconsciously and, frankly, back to survival. There is no one to blame for the patterns that you're operating from today, but it is up to you to change them if you want your life and your health to change. Lastly, I want to talk about the recommendations that are given to activate, and again, those are in quotes, my finger quotes, the parasympathetic nervous system. Number one, you don't need to activate it. Your body knows how to do that and is doing that. When it stops getting messages of threat from your subconscious, it will be able to stay in that mode for longer periods of time. This isn't that it doesn't know how to do it. It's literally getting a message to not do it. So breath work, stress reduction, cold plunging, relaxation, eating nutrient-dense foods, mineral balancing, these are all great things to do. And a lot of the stuff that people are doing for this activation of the parasympathetic is surface level work, which I've talked about in many of my episodes. The surface level stuff is only going to get us so far because it's not getting to the root. It's in the moment work to help us move into that parasympathetic, but it's not going to do anything long term if we don't address the root issues. And so these recommendations are supportive of general health, but they're not going to address the subconscious patterns that are blocking you from living your best life and having your best health. And these are also quick fixes that seem fairly easy. Everybody wants quick fixes. We're wired for quick fixes. They are more appealing to us because we want resolution now. And we're really not taught that healing is a journey. It's a process, not an overnight pill solution. All right, so stop saying you're dysregulated. Stop. This is simply not true and is a disempowering label. Your nervous system is doing exactly what it's designed to do based on the messages it's getting from your subconscious. It's acting exactly how it's designed biologically for your survival. It responds to feeling safe or unsafe from a conscious and subconscious level. You are in charge of those messages. And the good news is that those patterns are the root cause and they can be changed. This is what is root cause healing. So healing begins when we, number one, understand our body rather than looking for ways in which it's failing us. And number two, take responsibility for the messages we are sending to our nervous system. No amount of nervous system regulation or fancy biohacking tools can be a replacement for resolving the unconscious stress patterns in your life. Your symptoms are simply a reflection of how you're perceiving your external reality. Now, doing mind-body work on your own can feel like there is so much to do and you don't know where to start. Let us help you simplify this process by providing you with a step-by-step plan for your healing. If you would like to work with myself and the MBR team, the first step is to request a healing plan. This healing plan will be the exact steps you need to take to address your chronic symptoms and how we can support you in that plan. Without a plan, you can plan on your patterns to continue taking control and getting in the way of your healing. We got your back at MBR. You can find the link to request your healing plan in the show notes. You can also connect with me and continue learning by following me on Facebook at Mind Body Rewire and on IG at The Mind Body Rewire. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others and give us a review so more people can learn how to get to the root of their chronic conditions. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.